ABC Listen.
Hello, my friends. It's Ruby here, and you are listening to News Time.
Hi there, Ruby.
Hi there, Ruby.
Hello.
On today's show, we're going to hear about some Paralympians who are speaking out about footwear. We'll explore an underwater mountain and meet some of its fishy inhabitants. Then, staying in the water, we'll splash about with some senior swimmers who are taking lessons for the first time. After that, it's eyes on the skies as we search for exploding stars before we head down the river for...
Wow of the Week.
Yes. What do you think? Ready to go?
Let's hear them, Ruby.
Story number 5.
Runners and athletes come in all different shapes, sizes and abilities.
There is lots of people with one leg and who likes running.
The other foot is a hook, but the other one has a shoe on.
At the Paralympics, which is a huge sporting event for athletes with disabilities, there are lots of runners who have one foot or one leg. When people with one foot or leg go for a run, they often use a special curvy prosthetic limb that helps them bound down the track. This prosthetic is attached to their body, and it doesn't need to be in a shoe, which means runners, well, they only ever need one shoe. But, as you will know, shoes are usually sold in twos. And that means these para-athletes end up with a drawer full of spare joggers. Recently, a shoe company called Nike had a mannequin on display in one of their stores that only had one foot.
And she's running? 'Cause it might look cool?
People thought it was great, and it got a Paralympian named Steph Reed thinking. She saw the mannequin, and she did think it was awesome, but she says it's one thing for the company to use disability to help sell shoes, but if they do that, they have to support the parasport community in other ways too. For example, by letting them buy just one shoe at a time.
Yes, that is a great idea.
I think that that's clever.
The shoe company hasn't officially changed its mind yet, but Steph and other para-athletes are hopeful that one day things will change.
Story number 4.
Recently, a team of researchers were exploring an area called the Salas y Gomez Ridge. That's an underwater mountain just off the coast of the country Chile in South America. Underwater mountains often have lots of different creatures living in them because all the crooks and crevices are perfect for hiding in. A team of scientists from the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley spent 40 days exploring the watery area near Chile, and they were astounded by what they found. There were fish and sea creatures of all different shapes, sizes and colours.
That one looks like a walk, and one looks like a shooting star, and one looks like a very, 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 very spiky ball.
There's a fish, and it looks like it's just going straight and having a good time.
Spiky and gooey.
Really big and orange.
This one looks really spiky. And I wouldn't want to touch it. And I feel like that one's a starfish, but I feel like it has more tentacles than normal.
Yep, spiky urchins, skinny bluefish, bright red sea toads, sea dragons with fang-like teeth, wrinkly corals, and weird and wonderful creatures called hydroids and squat lobsters. The scientists found more than 160 species that had never been spotted in that area before. And they think that at least 50 of them are likely to be new species, not seen by any scientists ever before.
I would feel so proud of myself.
I think there are so many more to discover.
The ocean is so big.
The scientists working on this project think they've only just started to scratch the surface of what's down there, and there are lots more species waiting to be discovered.
Story number three.
Have you ever had swimming lessons?
I like swimming. Well, I like to splash in the water and it's so much fun.
At the top of Western Australia, in the Kimberley region, 10 First Nations seniors have embarked on a new adventure, swimming lessons.
Because usually young people learn to swim when they're young.
A local Aboriginal elder mentioned that they wished they could swim. So Royal Life Saving Western Australia and a commercial partner joined forces to send a swimming instructor up north. The group was split into men's and women's classes and taught basic swimming and water safety skills. It was everyone's first swimming lesson ever.
Great, because now they can swim.
Water safety is important no matter how old you are. Amanda, the swimming instructor, says swimming is therapy for the body and the mind. The group loved it. They were laughing and smiling and singing all through the lesson. One participant is even planning to swim a 25-metre pool by the end of the year.
That is so amazing that people who don't know how to swim now know.
Nobody's ever too old to learn, and it's brave to admit it when you need help learning a new skill. Royal Lifesaving WA is planning to come back later in the year to deliver even more senior swimming classes to local elders.
Story number two.
Rod Stubbings lives in Gippsland in Victoria, and for a long time he has been fascinated by astronomy. That's one of the oldest sciences in the world. It's the study of everything outside of Earth's atmosphere.
The moon. I can see lots of planets and stars that are really, really far away.
Lots of little twinkling stars. And maybe Jupiter or Saturn.
Rod is so passionate about astronomy that he's even built an observatory in his own backyard. He taught himself how to study the sky, and he keeps an eye on up to 300 stars every night. He's an amateur astronomer, and he's particularly interested in exploding stars.
I think it's really cool because I don't think I've ever seen an exploding star before, and I think they look really, really, really cool.
I would like to see one too.
Recently, Rod's passion for outer space and his hard work over many, many years earned him recognition from professional astronomers. He was awarded the 2024 Berenice and Arthur Page Medal for scientific contributions by an amateur astronomer.
I think it's super duper uber cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's amazing.
For decades, Rod has been working with professional astronomers from all over the world and giving them information about what he sees from his backyard observatory. The Astronomical Society of Australia says amateur astronomers like Rod are very important because there's so much out there to see, and professional organisations like theirs just don't have enough telescopes and people to keep an eye on the sky all the time.
Even if you have a tiny telescope, you can still see a lot of things.
That is a great hobby to do.
It sure is. Rod's achievement just goes to show you don't have to be a professional to discover amazing things in science. You just have to be passionate. Ah. And what's that I see floating towards us? It's the
Wow of the Week!
This story made me go wow because that was a very, 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 very big pumpkin.
This year, Mark Peacock, who's from the Riverina region of New South Wales, grew a monster pumpkin. It weighed 407 kilograms. That's more than a horse. And it won him a blue ribbon at the Royal Easter Show.
That's a very big pumpkin you got there.
I would put it in display in a museum.
After the celebrations were over and the blue ribbon was safely stored away, Mark was going to break the pumpkin down and feed it to farm animals. But Mark's friend Adam had another idea. Adam pleaded with his friend, "Mark, let me ride your pumpkin down the river."
"Really?
And Mark said yes. You see, Adam is a member of the Tumut Canoe Club, and he dreamt of paddling a pumpkin down the river for ages. He'd even tried to grow one himself to do it, but he didn't have much success. Lucky for him, his friend Mark is a gifted grower, and Adam is a prodigious paddler. Mark and Adam hollowed out this giant pumpkin and they named it Cinderella. Then Adam put on his life jacket, hopped into Cinderella, and proceeded to paddle more than a kilometre down the Tumut River in New South Wales.
What? A pumpkin? Person riding in a pumpkin?
That's so funny.
Yeah. I would laugh and laugh and laugh.
The locals loved it. They were already proud of the pumpkin that had come out of their town, and now they got to see it have a second life as a decent little dinghy.
I think that people would say, why are they riding in a pumpkin?
So why did Adam do it? He said, because it made him happy, and he wanted to make other people smile too. Good on you, Adam. And with that, my friends, we have paddled our way to the end of another countdown. Thank you so much for your help this week.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Ruby.
You are so welcome. And I'll be back next week with 5 new stories for you.
Bye.
Bye, Ruby.
See you later. Or as they say in Tiwi, nimpangi. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.